Yeah, okay, so just trying to clarify a little bit from yesterday. I want to think a little more deeply about the Paritz Ka'omed question. Can we explain more clearly when Paritz, what is the inyan of Paritz Ka'omed? What does it relate to? In other words, normally you have questions of rov and bittul and things like that. In this area where we're satisfied with half and half, it is unusual, satisfied with half and half. But what is the inyan? When do we apply the question of omed, of paritz ka'omed? In other words, what I'm thinking about is like this, that paritz ka'omed, the whole question of paritz ka'omed is in a certain type of a requirement. It exists in a certain type of case. It exists in a certain type of a case. What's the type of case that we're talking about? What's that?
Maybe it's like it's only in the case of a wall where it's meant to make sure the gavra recognizes two different spaces, two different types of areas.
Okay, I would just take the gavra out of the question. Let's just take the gavra out of the equation. In other words, what did the Gemara say again? Al tifrots ruba or gedor ruba, right? Al tifrots ruba or gedor ruba. Because normally when we're dealing with an entity, we want to know, do we have the entity? Do we not have the entity? So we have questions of bittul and rov, ruba, kakulo, those kinds of things, right? Over here. But those are questions about the cheftza itself. Okay, over here, what is the whole ikar of the machitza? What's the whole ikar of machitza? Yeah.
To show two different spaces.
To correct, the ikar of machitza is to qualify an area. Right? To delineate a space, to remove it, to separate from the outside, from the Rosh Hashanah, let's say. So mechitza is an interesting kind of a halacha. It's not that you need the mechitza per se, right? It's that the mechitza has an effect on the area inside of it. Okay, in these cases. It has an effect on the space that's contained within it, and the question over here is, when you're effectuating the space through mechitzos, right? That's the question in the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Is it al tifrots ruba? Is it as long as there is the quality of the area? As long as the area as long as you remove the area from being paritz, as long as you remove the shame that this is a makom paritz, that's enough, right? Or is it gedor ruba? That you need a positive quality. You need to actually remove all of you need to have a positive quality in the area itself. Maybe we're framing it a little differently from yesterday. I'm just trying to think about it a little differently today.
How about schach kasher versus schach pasul? Do you have a delineation of space?
So in other words, I think maybe that's what the Ron is taking over now. He's saying like this. He's saying, what is the ikar of the schach? Him and the Ramban. What do they say? What's the ikar of schach? The ikar is tzel, right? The sukkah is like the Ramban is very clear, right? It has to be asuya letzel. It's a suyu letzel. and the Ran, right? The whole thing is totally on sale. So what's he saying? Sukkah b'shem b'tzel tolya milsa. So he's saying, what is the effect? You have to judge the type of barrier by the effect that you're trying to accomplish. By mechitzos, it really just has to be surrounded and closed off. That's the effect we're looking for, separated. But the effect of the schach is not a separation. It's not that we have to separate the living quarters below from the unlimited air above. Not a question of separation. That's the ikar of schach is not separation. It's to create the effect of shading below, right, in the area below. So he's saying the whole inyan of paratz ka'omed or omid meruba la'paratz is a question of in creating the effect that you need, do you have to be, like we said yesterday, you can still say like we were saying yesterday, similar, in creating the effect that you need, is it enough just to bring about the effect itself, or do you have to be mevatel the other quality too? Let's leave it somewhat vague like that. But that's the Ron's point. His point now is, you can't just take the effect, you can't take a mechitza and lie it horizontally. Because you have to, in order to transfer from mechitza to schach, you have to translate into a different language into a different effect. You have to translate it into a whole different context. It was enough by the mechitzos to say if it's omed kaparot, it's enough because omed is, by definition, a separation between the two areas. Everywhere where there's an omed, that is separating the two places, and the separation is the effect itself. The separation is the effect I'm looking for. But when you want to now talk in terms of schach, you can't talk in terms of separation. That's not the effect. Now, as you have to look at. You have to look at what is being sought. You have to look at what is being sought and judge the mechitza's effect and judge the mechitza in that context. So you're saying by mechitzos, it's enough just to say. Now let's put it this way: the question of omed. Kiparets or Omim Rubalaparets, all of those questions can universally be framed in the following way. When I need a structure to effectuate a makom, right? When I need a structure to effectuate a makom, is it enough just to bring about the effect? Or does the structure itself have to dominate the entire area itself? Okay, just generally speaking, let's say so he's saying it's going to depend on what type of an effect the structure is seeking to create. If it's just mechitzos, then it happens to be the effect itself is a physical barrier. So then we can look at it physically, omed merub all the parts, parts ka omed. We can look at it just in terms of the physical question. Do I have even quantities of wall and space? It says, but when we're talking about tzchach, the effect is not separation, the effect is tzel. So in order to talk about omed meruba laparatz or paratz ka omed, all those questions, we have to recalculate it. We have to translate it into this different context. And now the question is it enough if the and now he's saying even if I have equal amounts of schach and space, right? But in terms of omed kiparets, or parets ka omed, it's going to turn out that the that the omeid has a certain effect, and that the schach has a certain effect, and the avir has a certain effect, right? And what I'm trying to do is, with my schach, is I'm trying to qualify the makom with the quality of tzel. Now there's a certain amount of schach that's going to be required, and a certain amount of avir that would destroy it. When I have the amount of schach, if I have equal amounts of schach and avir, that's not called omeid kaparetz. That's not called omeid kaparetz. That's not paretz kaomeid. That's paretz meruba al omeid. Why? Because the effect of the paretz is greater than the effect of the omeid. In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. Sometimes there's a case that you look at, right? Sometimes there's a classic. Sometimes you have a classical case, okay? Like our case, you have omeid. You have wherever we normally come across the concept of paretz kaomeid and omeid kaparetz is in mechitzas of Shabbos. That's where the case is brought down. But there's sometimes but that doesn't mean that is the definition of the thing. That's just one form of it. In other words, like this. This is a hard point for me to explain. Sometimes there's a deeper concept to a thing, right? Sometimes there's a deeper concept. And it has a particular case where you see it, right? But it's a mistake to then think that particular case that you see it in is the true definition of the thing. In reality, that is just the way it existed in this particular case. But the deeper idea is, but if you would apply the same idea to a different case, it would come out looking different. What's an example of that? Like this, it's like you have a case like this. You have a question of how do you make a kinyan, let's say, on an eved, right? So if you have an animal, you could do meshicha, right? But if you have an eved, so then the eved does something for you. So really the idea is expressing bilis over the thing. You understand? So if it's an animal, how do you express bilis? By pulling it, dragging it. That's an expression of your bilis. But by an eved, the service is an expression of bilis. You understand? So just because I'll say in general meshicha is kona, that doesn't mean that dragging an eved is kona. Because meshicha is just an example of an expression of bilis. But what really makes the kinyan is an expression of bilis. So maybe the expression by an animal is one way, and by an eved is a different way. You understand? So it's a mistake. That's a mistake to look at a particular case and say, well, if it's done this way over here, that must be the way, that maisa must be the ikker. No, it's not the maisa that's the ikker, it's what the maisa expresses. In different instances, that you might need a different maisa to express the same idea. You understand? So that's what I'm saying over here too. Saying paretz ka'omeid is really an idea of when you have a barrier that's creating an effect on a makom. So the heftza is here, but the effect is elsewhere. That's why it's an interesting case. That's why I'm saying it's not like a normal heftza of mitzvah, where we're concerned, do I have the heftza itself, right? Like if I had a if I have a lulav and most of the leaves are on, so I say, okay, so rove of the leaves are on, then I have a good lulav, right? Mechza on mechza wouldn't be good, because I need to qualify the cheftza itself as a kasher lulav. If I have my aravos, if they have rove of the olin, it's kasher, right? Because it needs to be qualified by olin, and rove is going to be machshir, right? Rubo kukulo. But rubu kakulo is something you don't have. There's no halacha. There's no question over there. There's no halacha machlokas halacha l'moshe Sinai. Is it, do you need rove all in or half all in? That's not a question, because in those cases where We're talking about the Chefza per se, the Chefza as an entity itself, as something to be notel. I have to be notel a lulav arava, dasim and esrog. So now I have to know, do I have that Chefza? But the whole ikar of mechitza is not the Chefza itself. The whole ikar of mechitza is what it does elsewhere. You understand? So then I can say it's enough. Then you have a machlokas. You have a different question. When I'm only using the thing because it's qualifying another area, that's the whole ikar of it. Do I still need it as a chefza per se, gedor ruba? I still need to be mevatel the other area, and I really need it like a chefza on its own, or it's enough when it reaches the point of qualifying the makom. So al tifros ruba is enough already. I've already qualified the makom. What do I need to say that the mechitza itself is a rov? That would be good if I needed the mechitza like a chefza shel mitzvah of some sort. But the mechitza doesn't function that way. The mechitza is only functional. That's what we mean when we say. That's what we mean when we say that it's a functional entity. What do we mean? A lot of people, if you stay longer, you'll probably hear that expression more. But a functional entity, right? What do we mean by that? We mean that that's the chilek I'm trying to say over here. That sometimes you need the entity per se. Because the problem is everything functions for something. I mean, so the lula functions for the mitzvah. Everything is functioning for something. But it means to say that does it have a kiyum in its own right? Is there a chefza of by lulav? It's the chefza of lulav that I need. That's the objective. That's the entity itself. In terms of entities, the lulav is not there to produce another type of chefza. So in terms of objects, that's the final stage. Of course, now there's always something I need to do with it. But in terms of entities, that's the final. That's where it stops. But by mechitza. It's not because I need a mechitza. It's not that I need to hang my hat up somewhere, right? It's not what we need mechitzas for. You need the mechitza because it turns the area inside of it into a different type of a place. So the whole ikar of it is to create a different area, to create another chefza. You understand? So in that regard, that would be like in the makom of Rishus HaYachid itself, you wouldn't say if it has to have a certain shear. You wouldn't say Ruba Kukulu and those kinds of things, right? But the point is that maybe that's a good way of looking at the question of Omed Meruba all the parts or parts ka Omed. When the Mechitza is really an entity that only serves to qualify another area, so it itself really, in a sense, is accidental, right? What you really are looking for is a Rishus HaYachid, or is a secluded area, or is a private place. The walls are the things that give it that quality. That's why, by the way, there's no dinim of what the wall is. I mean, by sukkah it's a little different, but by Shabbos there's no din of what a wall is. You can have even by sukkah, you can have animals be a wall, anything, even a slope. The top of a slope is considered to have considered to be surrounded by. There's no din in the chefza of mechitza. I will see that. That's an interesting question by sukkah, and that's an interesting chilek by sukkah and Shabbos. But certainly by Shabbos, in terms of separating off an area, there's no din of having a chefza of the mechitza. It purely is something that that just differentiates the area. Yeah.
I would say you can possibly carry this over to schach pachol or schach kashrut.
So maybe I'm running into a dead end, but I'm trying to explore this. I'm trying to explore this area. Okay, one second. So now, but what's my main point? My main point is that the inyan of Omed Meruba or Omed Kiparetz is really a concept about when you're qualifying an area. Happens to be in the primary case This is very important. Listen to me very carefully. It happens to be that in the primary case, there's a one-to-one relationship between the substance and the effect. You understand? In the primary case, the substance and the effect have a one-to-one relationship. Every piece of omade differentiates that much ground. Right? That is exactly how it works by a machitza. Okay, but that doesn't mean that Parvitz Ka'omed always goes evenly with the substance. It goes evenly with the effect. You understand? That's the point I'm trying to make. It goes evenly with the effect, not with the substance. It happens to be that in the primary case, there's no difference. So that's why you might think that that's always the din. It always just goes by the substance. But what the Ran is saying is, no, that's not the din of Parutz Ka'omed. It's not a din that you always go and you always measure by the substance. You measure by the effect, the din of Parutz Ka'omed. It happens to be in the main case, they're synonymous. But when they're not, you have to recalibrate. So now we have to look at what is the effect of Schach that we're looking for. It's not separation that has a one-to-one effect. It's Tzel, which has a different ratio. So now, when you want to know, do I have Parvitz Ka'omed or not, it's a little bit of a more complicated calculation. You can't just say Avir and Omed, Avir and Schach, because the Avir has a disproportionate effect over the Schach. So in order to reach an inyan of Parvitz Ka'omed by Schach, you're going to have more. Right? Looking at things conceptually means to say, when I look at this case, that's, by the way, what the Gemara says, that's the ikar of, that's like Rashi says, the Gemara says, if someone tries to paskin from Mishnayos, and the Gemara says the Bali Mishnah are machrive olam, the people who know Mishnayos and cold, right, but they don't know Gemara, they destroy the world. Why? Because they paskin from particular cases, and they don't know the concept behind each case. When in reality, it's the concept that you have to implement, not similar cases. The cases are only similar insofar as they express the same idea, but the same idea could sometimes be expressed in very different looking ways. So if a person knows the Mishnayosin, but not the Gemara, because the Gemara, that's what Rashi explains. The Gemara is uncovering what the underlying concept in the Mishnah is. But if a person just has a factual knowledge of halachic decisions, he's not going to know how to apply them properly. Because no two cases are... You're not going to have to ask the guy if it's a case that's open in the Mishnah. So he's going to have to come down to applying. But if he doesn't understand the underlying concept, he doesn't know what to apply. You understand? Yeah, sometimes even. Okay, so he's saying, well, the case of where you have schach posel and schach kasher mixed together or side by side, so then what do you have? So he's saying you do have the desired effect. You have a mechitza, you have an entity that is producing the tzel, right? But now you have the question. When I'm trying to create an effect in the area, I have an entity of a mechitzas schach, right? Because it's not overwhelmed by the schach puzzle. And what? And I have the desired effect. Yeah, you want to put it differently. Go ahead.
I think it's the exact same thing.
Go ahead.
The desired effect is that you have shade on the floor.
Right.
Happens to be that different pirtzos produce different effects.
Right.
So sometimes, so depending on how the pirta makes the effect, you're going to have different proportions and ratios, whether it's a mechitza for Shabbos or whether it's avir or whether it's chach pasul, there's different ratios.
Right.
Doesn't affect that you still have to look at whatever the result is coming from that pirta.
Right. Now, Shlomo is saying that you got to, that's like we're saying, you have to judge the pirta by its effect, but the effect of schach pasul is one to one with the effect of schach kasher. The effect of avir is greater, so you're going to have to recalibrate. But if you're dealing with something that's considered a pirta, it'd be like if you had very heavy air somehow. Somehow you had very dense, black, smoggy air. Smokers in the old smoking room. Could barely see the ane covered. So in that case, he's saying, then you could judge it one-to-one. Then you could judge it one-to-one. Very interesting.
The effects.
Right. Now, schach is more complicated because it's not like mechitza. You do need to produce that substance you do need to have the effect from only one kind of a substance, right? So that's why it's a little more complicated than mechitzas. But there is the desired effect. There's the substance of the schach that has to produce a certain effect in the ground. Right, has to produce a certain effect in the dira below, and that effect is tzel. So he's saying anything that's not schach kasher is simply considered parutz. Okay, in this regard, it's considered parutz. But when you're measuring the ratio of kasher to parutz, you have to take into account how the parutz changes the effect. So he's saying the parutz of avir has a greater effect on the tzeil than the parutz of schach pasul. So again, you want to implement the same. You're still implementing the same question of how much substance do I need? How much of the required substance do I need to produce the effect? But I have to measure in the substance, depending on how it changes that effect. The avir changes the effect greater than the schach pasul does. It's very interesting. In general means, now as to universalize parutz, what Shlomo was saying is parutz means the part of the overall structure that is that negates the function. So it depends. If it's avir, then it negates more of the function. But if it's schach pasul, it's even. So parutz ka'omer means you need even amounts of producing the function and destroying the function. But what are even amounts? It depends if it's avir or if it's schach pasul.
Find the same thing within Shabbos itself. If you have a parutz with a tzuras ha-pesach, all of a sudden now it could be so much wider.
Well, that's not a parutz. Don't bring that in. Forget that.
What do you mean?
That's a pesach.
So what?
So that's not parutz.
It means that the nature of the wall is characterized by its function.
Well, that's the whole question. Is a tzuras pesach like it's sosom, whatever it is. So. Because you count those as like that's the whole question. Do you count the Tzuras HaPesach like an Omid or not? No, you could actually count it as Omid, not just, you know what I mean? That's the whole question with the Rambam. Can you have an Erev like we do? Can you have all walls just made of Tzuras HaPesach? Or do you always need Omid Rubala parts, even with the Tzuras HaPesachs? Okay, let's think it a little more. Huh?
How does Rav Huna see that? Is he?
So that's a good question. What does Rav Huna do? So it's not clear. The Ramban sounds like he's saying this is all Rav Papa. But the Ran tries to work it out, right? He says that what? He says according to Rav Huna, it'll also be good. Because you have a rove in the top. It's not clear what the Ron is saying. His lashon is a little bit difficult. You see him in the end? He says, I'll leave the Rav Papa Kadisa Berakama, right. Shaf Mishachashu, he says, Ularav Huna. So in other words, according to Rav Papa, it's not a problem because you have on the ground, you have even in the tzel. And on the top, you have a rove. So no matter what, it's definitely going to be good according to Rav Papa, right? He says, Ularav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, the Amar parts homemade usr, nami tani le bechi hadadi milamata. He also learns that when it's even on the bottom, it's good. The lamala omi meruba, because he has an omi meruba on the top. Ulamata nami kiavi hadadi omi meruba ala parts machshivle. And even though on the bottom it is even, he still considers that omi meruba. See, that's a little difficult.
Sounds like this is the top.
I would seem so. I don't know.
Like he's saying, like you have the chesla, which is the actual structure of the schach up top, and it also has a function that chesla needs, which is half and bottom. But
1 second, this last line, I just don't know what this means exactly. Hilkach Rav Papa boi ki adadi milamata, right? The Rav Huna bray the Rav Yoshua sagi nami le bahachi. What does that mean exactly? So Rav Papa needs it to be even on the bottom, and it's enough for Rav Huna. He's satisfied with that. Even though he really would prefer Omid Merubah the parts, he's satisfied with that. Rav Papa needs it. He's happy. He's also happy. Right. Now, it's by the schach puzzle, the Gemara says it is a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Papa. Rav Huna would require more schach on the top, and Rav Papa would hold it enough if it's dead even. But over here, when it's avir, it's enough. They're both happy at the same point. Why is that? No, so it could be because he's saying like this, that over here by the schach, since it always works out that it's rov on the top when it's shava lamata, so it comes out that when you have the desired effect, you also physically have the entity that's creating the hechsher as the dominant feature. And that's the machlokas between, that really is the machlokas of omid kaparts or omid merubah parts. Is it enough to create the desired effect? Or do you also need a din that the hechsher itself, or do you also need a chefza itself? And the chefza itself is going to require more omid than parts. By Shabbos is going to be a nafkamina, and by schach pasul and schach kasher is going to be a nafkamina, because those are the cases where it's 1-to-1. But in a case where you can only have the desired effect when the chefza itself is the rov physically, it's not going to make a difference to either one. Because you're going to have the chefza, it's tzeil. No, the desired effect is tzeil, right?
I'm saying in the concept, according to Rav Huna, because what we're saying now is that the lashon of Omid and Parutz, we're just using those names because the main case is by Shabbos.
Right.
But the idea.
I'm saying Parutz Merubah is in terms of the effect, and Omid Merubah is in terms of the chefza. Parutz Merubah is definitely no good, because the effect was not achieved. Parutz Merubah means the area is still parutz, the area is still open. Al Tifrotz Merubah is talking about the area, right? Al Tifrotz Merubah is talking about the area. Don't let this area be more open than it is closed. That's in terms of the effect. And by sukkah, it would be that there's not enough shade. Then the area is considered parutz merubah. But if you need omid merubah, it's not because you say the effect is not achieved at omid kiparutz. It's because you need more than just the effect to be achieved. You need some cheftza also. And you're only going to have the din of the cheftza of machitza when the omid is meruba. So by sukkah, since you can't have the effect at all until you have a rov in the schach, it's going to come out the same. Right?